We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, and it's a fairly hefty one again, Haley.
It is indeed.
So get ready to strap in, buckle up, and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in because that always helps. And we are pretty much available on almost all podcasting platforms. Wherever you're tuning in, just, you know, do the, as I mentioned. And mm-hmm. Also, Haley, they can actually chat with us. Where?
On Instagram, at Permission to Stand Podcast. But we also have an email, for those that don't have Instagram, and it's permissionstandpodcast@gmail.com.
Good job. And you know what? I was able to figure out the login for it. I haven't mm-hmm. checked everything yet. But yes, please keep sending it there. And then throughout this week, I'll slowly start ramping up and hopefully maybe like this Sunday when we're kind of busy for till Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to check out the email and then see the entries there. There have been a good amount of entries for our Lisa signed album giveaway, right, Haley?
Yes, it's still ongoing. So if you want to enter and have a chance to win her signed Alter Ego album, then please send your entries to at Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram.
Rewind.
Sorry, on Instagram and then also our email, which I mentioned. And what you have to do for that is basically tell us who your Blackpink bias is, whose solo album from the Blackpink members did you like the most, and which songs did you like from those albums.
Yes, exactly. Pretty easy. Pretty straightforward. A lot of you have finally started. The influx of entries have definitely been hitting us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big wave right now. Haley, what else can they do, though?
You can also send us some question and Q&As. For
are you okay, Haley?
No, I'm not. Q&As that you guys are interested in knowing, like K-pop related. For us, it can be anything, literally. But yeah. It has to be K-pop related.
Somehow sprinkle in K-pop. But it could be about us. Could be about K-pop. Could be about groups. Like people ask about tickets. There's a lot of different whatever. As long as it's related to K-pop, go for it. Send away to those different areas. And we will, you know, we're getting a good amount of questions.
So we
might move forward with it starting in June. If you keep sending it, there will be more of a likely chance of that happening. So keep it coming in. All right. This week we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We're gonna do a recap of Wango Tango. We also have the final drop. It looks like of KCON LA,
which is so early.
It's just pretty early. But props. But
I know. Yeah.
No props for all the crazy bullshit that we've been seeing lately too with KCON. Well, don't worry. We will definitely vent and rant and complain about KCON yet again because without fail, they somehow disappoint us every year except
last year was like, I feel like the only time that we didn't complain about them, except for like, why didn't you drop the lineup sooner? Basically.
So, see, there's always something, but this time it's worse.
Yeah.
But you know, it's worse in terms of like, if you're a fan, but we'll get to that. And, we're going to talk about, of course, comebacks. There's a ton of music videos that we watched and that dropped. We're going to talk about, I guess we're going to actually talk about I'm not going to talk about K-Star Next Door. I said I was going to watch it. I did.
We did watch them.
We did watch two episodes of it. But we will not be able to talk about it because I feel like we actually have a lot to talk about. We'll see. We'll see later on. We're going to talk about 50-50 and more drama going on there. Bring up a little bit of ITZY and Hypen, of course. Boy Next Door with Haley and BTS and Stray Kids at the end. Yes, Boy Next Door has made it to the end with Haley for some reason.
Of course.
And
they're my alts.
Oh, they're your alts. Number one.
Yeah, right now.
God, if you ask me who my alt is now, it's tough. I'm still, like, automatically in my head, I'm just going, you know, like, because I'm so used to saying New Jeans for years now.
Right, well, 2 years.
Now it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like
his
a void.
Baby Monster, probably.
It's like very tied with Twice? Like it's between Le Sserafim, Baby Monster, and Twice still, what but Blackpink also. Because so, like, they've been it's hard. It's just like a jumbled mess.
Obviously,
up there.
I'm still like very old towards Stray Kids and BTS as well. But right now, I know Boy Next Door is definitely the one that I'm like, oh my god, like I'm super excited.
Yeah. Well, because they just also had a comeback. It also I feel it feels like that makes a difference too.
Yeah.
Like if there's a because Twice has not really been having much to be honest. They've kind of been in the dark. But I've been getting Sana Reel still in my algo. Thank you, K-pop algo gods. Mm. And it keeps reminding me, like, how much... Like, Sana is probably... Yeah, she's still my alt. Mm-hmm. Like, alt bias mm-hmm. kind of thing. Let's get started, Haley. We will talk about Wango Tango. We're going to do a little recap later on. K-Con news. We're going to go over the lineup. We're going to go over the madness. The goods, the bads, the uglies. There's a lot of ugly. Mm. And also, Everglow. So, Everglow, all you forevers out there... have finally ended their exclusive contract. It's going to be coming soon. It's going to be next month in June with Yuha Entertainment. And I mean, they haven't said what's happening next, but I know a lot of people are happy and thankful that they're finally getting out of those contracts. Mm-hmm. It must have been bad promotional wise or like whatever internal stuff is going on for people to say that. Because one of our friends said that. He's like, oh, thank God. Yeah, so that's what's going on there. So we'll see what happens with Everglow, their next chapter. I mean, I feel like a lot of groups have recently been... It's just like a new chapter all the time now.
Right, yeah.
It's like new... It's like so like new within the past like couple of years where you hear this stuff. But now we've heard it so many times happening mm-hmm. that it's like, oh, here we go again. Like,
right.
Like they're done with their contract and moving on. Everyone's kind of happy or just that's just how it is mm-hmm. now. Let's start with comebacks, Haley, because we have a good amount here. May 16th, we have
Worldwide Handsome himself. Jin, he's going to be releasing his second mini album, Echo, and then there will obviously be a music video for his title track, Don't Say You Love Me.
We'll actually talk a little bit more about Jin and this album a little bit during your BTS portion, right, later on. All right, so we'll get into it more there. May 19th.
Baekhyun from EXO is having his fifth mini album, Essence of Reverie. And also that same day, RIZE will be dropping their album titled Odyssey, and it will have 10 tracks, which is a lot. So like a full album.
Haley already kind of went in detail about this last week, right?
Yeah, I was going to say last year.
Oh, yeah.
Last
Not
week.
Really.
Yes,
last week, Haley. Mm-hmm. May 21st, issue. The only reason why I'm bringing it up is because they're going to actually be at KCON.
They
so
are.
Issue is going to be performing at KCON. I believe it's
Friday.
You're right. At the M Countdown. So they're going to be dropping their third single, Extreme Diamond. May 26th, we have Kickflip.
Yes, with their second mini album, Kick Out, Kick Now. And it will have 7 tracks. Very excited.
Very excited. Guess what else? You're like May 26th. This is a good day of comebacks. Because
17 right here is going to be dropping their fifth album. Happy birthday. Burst day. Not birthday.
17 right here. That sounds very.
Yes. Suggestive.
Suggestive.
Indeed.
Bursting, huh? Or are they fobbing out? Happy birthday.
I don't know if we're going to touch out on this, but then they're actually having solo songs for each of the members. So this is a very, very large album.
Oh, I'm bursting with with excitement, Haley. Yeah, that's pretty crazy, though, that it's finally about damn time, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense because one track per each member, that's a lot.
That is a lot. There's
for an album.
13 members.
So there you go. 13 tracks already. Just count it in. And then what if all 13 are just those are the tracks?
I don't
all
think
solos?
So. I think there's like
I'm
maybe
just kidding.
Three.
They would not
songs.
Do that.
So there's like 16 songs or something.
Jesus, that's pretty
a huge
insane.
Album.
That's interesting though. So good for them. So not just unit tracks; they're literally solos. Mm-hmm. All right, carrots. I'm sure you're all excited and waiting for this.
Right.
Bursting with joy. Right. Irene and Sulgi, of course, from Red Velvet. Their second mini album, Tilt, also dropping May 26th. May 27th, right after, IU is dropping a new album, Flower Bookmark 3. Ooh. Curious about this one. We really know it's going to be good.
May 31st, we have The Rose with their mini album, World, without an O.
Man, yeah, you're right. There's no O on that, but... The Rose is so good. They're really good. If you haven't checked them out yet.
They're also very funny and very straightforward and blunt.
They are pretty funny. Yeah. And if you didn't know, they're K-Rock.
Rock.
Yeah. Like what, Extin or
like
Heroes
a band.
Kind of thing? Yeah, like a band.
K-Band.
I'm sure a lot of you have heard of their songs if you didn't even realize it. They're really good.
Yeah.
They've been out for a while too. The Rose, man. All right. Music videos, Haley. We have a good amount of them. Yeah, yes we do.
There's a lot, actually.
Let's start it out here. Triple S, Are You Alive music video. What else can you do? Like, because there's so many of them. And all of them are
there's
here, it
many.
Looked like. They're all here. Is it 25 or 24?
20-something.
Shit.
24.
They were all, like, in school uniforms, and they're, like, at a construction site or, like, some, like, abandoned... construction site slash like I don't know, something's under construction or like I don't know, that cement.
Okay.
Cement and dirt.
Okay,
that's all I remember. Song is good though. Next one that I have, I was surprised because it just showed up on our algo on YouTube and I was like, what the fuck, he has a song.
Yeah, what the hell.
Jay Park dropped a song with Ty Dolla $ign called Mayday.
it's really
fucking good,
good
guys. I mean, Jay Park.
His songs are really good.
His songs are always good. And then Haley also said, like, it sounds like a Jay Park song because, I mean, it sounds...
Very similar to
He
all
sounds
himself.
The same way in all his songs. Yeah. Like, maybe the beat changes or the tune changes, but the way he sings and raps, it's so, like, it's him.
Yeah.
It's so signature.
You know
it's like
his song.
It's just like how you know it's G-Dragon.
Right,
once you hear the nasally sound, that's G-Dragon.
Yep.
Jay Park, it's Jay Park. Mm-hmm. It's cool because, you know, a lot of... what I appreciate about the soloists like Jay Park, and we're going to touch on Jackson Wang later too because we watched his video, is that they, you know, they take in a lot of interracial and like different ethnicities for their backup dancers, for the different people in the music
Jenny
videos.
Too.
And Jenny, you're right. Jenny did do this also once they went solo and everything, which is really cool. I really like it. I feel like it has a bigger global reach and impact, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, inclusivity, like, of everything. Like, of, you know, different races, ethnicities. And it seems like, especially Jay Park. I mean, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He probably did it somewhere in America, for sure. Also, this man looks fucking good for 38 years old.
Yeah, I kept telling Joko, I was like, he literally looks the same from, like, 10 years ago. He doesn't age.
Yo,
he's another vampire.
It's the Asian, Asian glow, Asian, I don't know, Asian... persuasion.
Asians don't raisin.
There you go. Asians, you're right. That's the one. and also, I mean, like we already said, it sounds good. Even Ty Dolla $ign's part is fucking good. Like it was really good. I really like the beat, the flow of the song. It's really, just check it out. If you never even knew that he dropped something just like we did, just check it out. It's really good.
Mayday.
Yes. Another music video that dropped that I really like too. This song. Midnight Special by 5050. Man, I like this album a lot. And I think I like the direction that they're kind of going in musically. It's more like upbeat, tempo, like a little bit higher. And the songs are all catchy. Haley likes Pookie.
Oh, yeah.
It's very catchy. I mean, all their songs are really good. And I really like the sound of this song, too. And the music video looks like they all look fantastic in this music video too. The way that they dress them, like, very cute but very like classy, and they look really nice, like, so they've been doing a good job with that. And it's funny because, like, I remember the first song that they dropped, like, or like released for this album, like, we were complaining because there was like no actual music video, and then like it was just the teasers. So we're finally getting fed well because of, you know, they finally dropped like Pookie, and now we have Midnight Special, and it's an actual music video. So definitely enjoyable. Check that out as well. Rosé. one of the queens, right?
Yes, she is.
She has taken over the world successfully.
Right.
Even after with Bruno Mars by herself, single-handedly. She has dropped Messi, the music video, which is for the F1 movie. Formula One, you know, the race cars and everything.
The one with Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Yep.
It was in Las Vegas. She filmed it in Las Vegas. I think the whole film was filmed during the F1 in Las Vegas a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Was it a couple of years or last year?
Maybe last year.
I don't remember. But it was cool because I'm a huge Brad Pitt fan, especially during Ocean's 11.
Right.
And it's cool because now he's back in Vegas for this one. And, you know, Ocean's 11, like, 70% of the movies in Vegas. So it was really cool to kind of see him. He's definitely aged, but of course he still looks fantastic.
Of course.
And of course I need to remind myself this is a Rosé music video. But yeah, they showed parts of like Brad Pitt in the movie,
like a montage.
Yeah, it was really cool for Rosé's video. And the fact that they closed down the strip, I think it was in front of like Cosmo around that area. Just for Rosé to walk on to film this music video.
Crazy.
Shows the fucking global icon she is. Do you think they do that for anyone?
Nope.
No.
That Vegas Strip is so busy.
And it's at night. That fucking place never sleeps.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's very, very rare and specific reasons they would ever, ever allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing and crazy. As blinks for both of us, it's crazy that they did that. To close it.
Yeah. And then you could see like all the people watching on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Like, on
filming
the street.
It's pretty. I mean, what else can you do? You can't control. There's so many people. There's so many tourists. So many people like on the strip.
Right.
You can't control them. But you can at least control them from
the traffic,
not running.
Yeah.
Yeah. The traffic and no one going on the street. But it's insane that they were able to do this. And we talked about this when they were filming it. People caught Rosé there. They're like, oh my God, Rosé is here in Vegas. And she's just on the strip walking by herself.
Right.
So it was really, really cool. Check out the music video if you haven't. I want to check out F1 just because I think that kind of stuff like is interesting too. I really still want to watch Ford versus Ferrari, which I haven't even gotten around to seeing.
Is it on stream? Probably.
It has. Everything is on stream, Haley. Now, G-Idol. Or should I say Idol?
Yeah.
We didn't
It was always pronounced Idol.
Actually, you're right. Haley's right. We just call it G-Idol because
the
of the silent G.
G.
And they've actually been technically called Idol, but they took out the G officially.
Yeah,
I think they rebranded with their contract. They were like contract renewal. We didn't even talk about this because this happened a couple of weeks ago, but the reason why we're only just bringing it up now is because they did drop a music video, and the song is where is it?
Girlfriend.
Yeah, so Idol is without the letter G, and it's kind of like their whole, it's like a rebirth kind of thing, right? And I like it because there's this music video and this song, so many F-bombs being dropped everywhere. Like, it's like rain.
Fuck this, fuck that.
It's like a girls' night out anthem.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And like girls having a good time in, it looks like Paris or something.
It's basically like.
Or is it London? I don't know.
My girlfriend
somewhere
is better than like your boyfriend kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
You'd rather hang out with your girls than be with your boyfriend.
So that's the whole anthem. I mean, they all look great and. Obviously, like, they're showing so much skin because they don't give a fuck because it's Idol, right? And I like the rebranding. Actually, one of our friends, he's kind of in the know with certain groups, especially Twice and Idol, right? He kind of gave me like a good synopsis. So shout out to Han for this one. The reason why they kind of changed it, because I was wondering like how come they changed it?
Yeah, all of a sudden.
And it has to do with the contract renewal. The contract, they renewed it and they changed certain things too. And also, I did not really know this, and I'm sure like Neverland really knew this, but they wanted to be called Idol, like spelled that way for a minute now. They've been for a while. Soyeon even mentioned it before that she didn't like the G, like standing, which stood for girl. For
Idol, basically,
yeah.
Right?
And that they wanted to be known as good in general and not just for like a girl group. So.
Right.
That's probably what they asked for their contract renewal, kind of like in their negotiations. Yeah, so part of the negotiations included that, it sounds like. And they did it. They were able to do it. And they were also they also re-recorded all their old songs. Crazy.
Yep.
Without Sujin, who was the member that left. I don't know the details. I think we talked about it once or something, but I don't remember. You know, I'm not the biggest, like, I like. We both like Idol. I even went to Idol and saw the American, but it's not like I know all the lore. I just enjoy the music and everything.
Right,
so
yeah.
I'm not deep, right? Yeah, I just like them. But it's interesting that they did all that. And our friend Han told me that the reason that he thinks he has a strong hunch and feeling that Cube had decided to do this, the re-recording, is to ensure that Sujin stopped getting royalties
from
the song. So that's pretty interesting. That means her contract, it must have been a crazy good contract to allow these, like, the actual members royalties for plays, for streams. So that's interesting. But yeah, so check it out. Idol's new girlfriend song. Really good. I liked it a lot too. And I was like, damn, okay. Like, even freaking Mion being Mion. Of course. She had, like, her, like, top was, like, see-through. Oops. I'm like, of course she would. And then, everyone looks fantastic. And freaking Soyeon's hair, Haley definitely noticed that.
Oh, yeah. She has, like, a pixie cut now.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a little fairy.
So she's rocking it. I think she's enjoying the short hair, to be honest.
It kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
Yeah, it
was.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe she's gonna pull a Kokona and like just shave it off one day.
You might have called it.
She might. Honestly, she seems like the type that she's just like, fuck it.
And let's see. Last but not least, the other music video we checked out: Jackson Wang, Buck. He definitely got Buck. Like literally, he was dancing Buck style and all that Buck nasty kind of shit. It was really cool.
I feel like his music videos are always really, really good.
They're very interesting. There's a lot of
musical almost.
It's like theatrical.
Theatrical. Yeah.
But it's like, and then
Broadway.
It's like it's like a Broadway, but it's very like interesting. Like there's like it's very nuanced and like very like this one was a little creepy.
Yeah,
I mean obviously it was super creepy, like, you know, that crazy one with the magic trick where like he died, right?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, like, it's very interesting. Like, he even starts out with smashing this squid,
like
destroying it, like
it
murdering
table.
It is this fucking squid gunk everywhere,
right? Because it follows on from his last music video where he killed the squid as well, like the human form.
Got to be a dick sometimes.
Yes,
right, Haley?
Exactly.
And it was a really good choreo. His choreo is really fun. Like, this one, like, it's cool because it matches. His choreo always matches the song and, the music and the tune. I really respect that. It sounds really good, and it, like, looks really good. You know, they got wet a lot. There's a lot of water and splashing, like, everything.
Was
really cool, though. Like, all the effects, and, like, it showed, like, because the song is called Buck. So, like, they were getting, like, really Buck, like, crumping and, like, doing all that kind of, like, Buck music, like, Buck dance styles.
Yeah.
And going hard. It was very dark and creepy at the same time. I like the eyeshadow thing that he does right now. It looks fucking cool on him.
Scary.
He looks like a fucking like an anti-hero, like dark hero.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It was crazy because he even like bit the squid at the end.
Yeah, and then he ended up like cooking it, I think.
Yeah, and eating it. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And it's like he has another, like, I forgot, I didn't write it down, but like he had another excerpt at the end,
something about like going to hell and like taking care of you or something. You had to go all the way
to fight, still like
to fight you,
to finish
something
you
like
off.
That
I don't know, it's crazy. It's like basically whoever hurt him or like fucked him over really fucked him up.
One of his like quote-unquote like friends,
of his closest friends that like we don't know the details, but man, like this album went right at this person, like he must have fucked him up. And check it out because it's a good music video and it's always fun. So check out all those music videos. That was a lot. This is a good time to finally take that bathroom break, your first water break, whatever you need to do. But also make sure you do your like, follow, subscribe break at the same time, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, Haley and I are here to talk more K-pop. And following us, giving us a rating, you know, that helps a lot too, you know, wherever you're tuning in. And also don't forget to sign up and sign up for our giveaway.
Enter
our giveaway for the Lisa. It's our Coachella Lisa giveaway kind of thing, technically, for the Lisa Sign Alter Ego album. Haley, how can they do this?
You can send your send your entries to at Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram or our Permission to Stand Podcast at gmail.com.
It's not Gmail email. Are you? What's wrong with you in emails? Do you not know how to say emails properly? Do you know how to sign off emails?
Permission to Stand podcast@gmail.com.
Have you sent emails before, Haley?
Yeah, I have.
When? 10 years ago? Jeez Louise.
But basically, just send your entries there.
And also Q&A questions, because we're still gathering it up. And you guys have been doing a great job. Just keep sending them in. Like, there's so many kinds of questions that we never expected. And it's good, like, good thing kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right.
And I think we should continue now. We'll talk about the event, like a lot of events and everything going on now. This is the event time. Wango Tango, SM Town LA, and KCON LA. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that's been going on. And I think we should start with Wango Tango since we actually attended it this past weekend.
It was last Saturday?
Yeah, it's in Orange County in Huntington Beach.
It was on the beach.
Literally.
Literally on
sand.
The beach.
I'm glad I wore my sandals.
But you know what? It was really nice because during that time, that day, it was like 100 degrees where we live. But at the beach, it was like 20 degrees cooler. So it was
amazing. Oh, and we got the cool breeze.
It wasn't hot at all. Perfect weather.
You know what wasn't? Oh, that was also amazing though, actually. Let me add on to it. Was the tickets were provided by A2O because of A2O May performing. Mm-hmm. So shout out to A2O. And H-Mart.
Yes.
So thank you for giving us and whoever else, you know, got tickets from them. Like, that was really cool.
Yes, thank you, guys.
So I guess these sweepstakes and stuff, when they're like, just tag friends and then you'll be entered.
It's for real.
Because
Choco won tickets.
So I got two
tickets. That's the only reason why we went.
I was obligated to bring Haley with me, of course.
Whatever.
And yeah, it was really good, though. So, I mean, like, we picked up the tickets, like, downtown, like, Huntington Beach area. Mm-hmm. It was, we waited just maybe like 15, 20 minutes to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to kind of walk a little bit further down because, I mean, it was a little bit further away, like another 10-minute walk, right? From the actual, like, where the venue was for Wango Tango. Wango Tango is Kiss FM, which is one of the oldest and one of the biggest radio stations here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this Wango Tango, like, every year. It's interesting because I don't know how often they've had it in the beach like this. Maybe they had it a couple
really?
Times.
I didn't know that.
But I know some other
always.
Times. No, I think some other times. I remember Wango Tango being at, like, you know, venues.
Ah.
So this is really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was everything was cool till we were trying to get in. It was fine when the line was short. Then after that, the lines got long and it was like a disorganized chaos because everyone was lined up. And then, like, they told us we were allowed to bring recyclable. Like reusable bottles, right? You would think the word reusable means like hydro flasks, whatever.
Exactly.
Like anything
Which
that's
is what
anything,
everyone thought.
Anything that's empty, right? Because I get it. Like at Anime Expo, you can bring it,
yeah.
But you have to empty out the liquids.
And then you fill it up inside.
Totally. That's totally fine. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm not cool with? When you get up there and the guy literally is pointing at my hydro flask and is like, sorry, you can't bring that in. And I'm like, we literally showed him the thing. It said, it says we could bring in reusable bottles.
And he's like, yeah, I know, but they changed it.
They changed it. Or they made a mistake. Like, what the flying fuck?
They're like, they meant plastic water bottles.
And guess what? They're like, oh, you know what? You could either put that in your car or you fuck. Cause our car, we parked far. Like I said, we're like 10, 15 minutes away. And we have to go uphill going back to. And guess what? The other option is, oh, you can leave it outside right here on the sand, right along the, like, the line, like, outside. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, on the border of the fence.
Can't guarantee if it will be there or not later.
Yeah, you know what? Guess what? I can't also guarantee that a hobo or some random fucking person is going to lick it, drink from it.
We've seen, like, that happen.
And we've seen it in downtown LA. Yeah. Never leave your drinks,
God. People.
This is for our listeners. Please do not leave just finish your drink. Or, like, hide it and bring it in with you. Put it in, like, Haley's bag. We put our drinks in it sometimes. But, like, do not leave it out on those areas where, like, they're like, oh, just leave your drink here and you can grab it again when you go back out.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally what we saw was when we were going in one of the stores or about to go to one, a fucking hobo came up and drank from every fucking drink. Like,
he took a sip from every
fucking drink.
And
I'm
left.
Not shitting you. We witnessed this.
This was in LA, like Little Tokyo.
Yeah. And we saw this happen. And I'm like, I'm never fucking leaving a drink again.
So
this is exactly why. No one's even watching the drinks. No one's minding it or saying anything. I mean, we were watching it. What the fuck am I supposed to say? Oh, don't drink that, sir. He already drank it.
Yeah.
It's too late. And he's a hobo. He has nothing to lose.
Exactly.
He won't give a fuck. If
right.
I said anything, and I don't want to even start anything.
Yeah.
I'll just let him do his own thing. So yeah, that's what came into mind when they told us to leave all our shit at the fucking, like, at the outside skirts of the gate,
right.
Which is crazy because there's so much. People were leaving their drinks, bags, like all this other crazy shit, chairs. And it's like, we really knew that you couldn't bring chairs, so those people were dumb. But there's flasks. There's literally like
a whole line of like flasks. Hundreds.
Like a few hundreds. Yeah. Maybe it could have even reached thousands by the time we left. Like of all those different, all the different brands. Like, what's that expensive
Stanley
one?
Stanley Cup.
This shit, there's like, you could have, if you didn't care and you were a bad person and didn't care, you could have probably had a Stanley Cup for each
day
of the week for a month or every month. That's how much there was out there. Stanley Cups, Gorilla Cups. Yeah. They had fucking Hydro Flasks.
Yeah.
Your choice. And no one was checking and keeping like an eye on them. So
we decided not to leave.
And then it was also disorganized because they didn't really split the line till you got close. So you could have actually, if you were, there's a VIP pit, there's regular GA, there's pit, there's like, there's so many different ones, right? So they also like,
everyone was in the same
line. Then they split you after. Then they came around later saying like, oh, if you're a VIP, come in now through this side. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So like all the people waiting, it's like, oh, okay, we're going to fucking finally move to the line because you guys didn't realize it before that everyone was not going. Everyone, a lot of them were majority GA.
Yeah.
So it's like all those other lines, the VIP shit was empty.
Yeah. And it was such a long line to get in.
Yeah. Especially when it was getting close. Guess what? It was so long that we fucking missed NMIX.
Yeah, we did.
And guess what? NMIX was the first... Well, we kind of knew this, right? NMIX was the first fucking group, and we missed basically everything. And okay, I got to see literally when they were ending and saying goodbye, and I recorded it. That's all I got.
The thing is, like, we were there early. Everything just got screwed over because of the Hydro
Flask. The stupid Hydro Flask fucked us over.
We were there an hour and a half early.
We didn't want to leave it, and we didn't want to, like... And we didn't want to leave it there, first of all. Or I didn't want to throw it away.
Right.
It's like our big Hydro Flask. And then I'm like, what we did was one of our friends was still like just driving in. So we left the Hydro Flask
with him
in their car. And we got back. And then that's when the whole line, we're like, what the fuck, where did this line come from? And it's like all this, it's a mess. Guess what? When we got in, our other friends that got in at like the same time, they got fucked over because the fucking person that gave them the wristbands gave them the wrong wristbands. We were all supposed to get VIP GA. That's literally our ticket, right? VIP GA. They gave them regular GA. And then so like they couldn't enter. I ran in so far ahead. Like I was running in with them. They were behind me.
Yeah.
I looked back. They were not there. So they missed NMIX totally because I got there right when NMIX was ending.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to run back and then get the actual correct bracelets.
Because
they're not paying attention to the people giving the bracelets. So always check your tickets, what kind you have. Always check your wristbands when you go to these events and shit. Because more not than likely, it's going to happen and they're going to fuck you over.
Yeah.
And then, it was really far. They missed all of NMIX. They were sweating. And, I mean, we're all in sand.
Yeah.
So it's even a more fucking workout. Sucks. So they completely missed NMIX. It sucked.
Because they were there literally for NMIX. At least their tickets were free as well.
Thank goodness. But I think, okay, so let's kind of move on, I guess. Let's actually talk about everything going on. NMIX, our friends who did make it and who were there because they were actually there like super early and were like in the crazy VIP section.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was one of the best NMIX performances. Must have been fucking nice.
Right.
They performed with their live band that they brought from Korea, the Tiny Desk band, which is really cool. They're really good. That band is really good.
Yeah.
And their Tiny Desk performances are really good. So check out that on YouTube. And then, so we missed NMIX, but we know and heard that they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Following NMIX was Hearts to Hearts.
Yeah, the new SM girl group.
This is their first ever performance in the USA. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, probably a lot of them's first time ever in the USA as well. They performed literally only, like, was it two or three songs?
Two songs.
Yep, because that's all they got.
Two songs.
Guess what? Then they were done. It was cool though, seeing like the chase and all, like seeing like all the members, because it's like I've been seeing them all on like Instagram. So I'm like, oh, there they are. Mm-hmm. Damn, they look so much younger though.
They look 12.
They look like children.
Yeah, because they are.
They kind of are, but I mean, like a couple of them do, I guess, at least kind of look like teenagers. But seeing them in person, I'm like, oh my god, they look so effing young.
They are.
I'm worried. I hope. I don't think Meow is gonna look like that because they look pretty mature though.
Cat's Eye.
Well, yeah, especially Cat's Eye. Shit. Yeah. It's like you forget how old they are too, but they do not look their age.
They're still young too.
And then let's see. Then after Hearts to Hearts, A2O. So shout out to A2O May again for,
our free tickets.
Tickets and A2MA yeah. perform. They had some sound issue at first, but they mm-hmm. killed it mm-hmm. on the stage. It was really nice to see them live and hear them. They sounded fantastic. The yeah. crowd... Oh, go ahead.
Their debut song is actually like an English version of Marotic by TVXQ.
So Haley definitely recognized that song.
I was like, oh my God, I love this song.
So yeah, that was pretty interesting to hear and see. And they did really good. And
they
following
did boss.
That, they did Boss, of course, like a boss. And then the crowd was going crazy. It was really fun for that one. And then following them was Zykers,
yeah, ATEEZ's baby brothers.
So they were there. They performed a lot of songs, actually.
They did
like
five.
Yeah, they got the crowd going for sure. Mm-hmm. They hyped everyone up. They were going hard and everything. Then following them was Cat's Eye.
The main event.
They were the K-pop main event for reals. Yeah. Like, it seemed like it. And honestly, the whole crowd, man, everyone loved them.
Oh, yeah.
And they started out with
Gnarly. Oh, my God. So good.
Man, Haley,
Stand
I actually, I think I really like this song.
I love that song.
I really, really like it. It's like when you first hear it, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Which we were, but then I was like,
then when you hear it more and you really like listen to it, you're like, shit, this song is like crazy and it's like stupid, but it's so good.
Because like when it came out, I do remember us saying like, it was interesting, but I didn't say that I hated it.
Doesn't mean we hated it.
I
yeah.
didn't hate it.
Because I had a feeling this was going to be good, like at least like viral and like it got
yeah,
catchier
it got
and
viral.
Catchier. Like the more I heard it. Also, let's bring up the fact that Cat's Eye dressed up in, like, their attire was shit they would never wear in Korea.
No way.
Like, I know they just got back from Korea and all the promotions. They would not be able to wear these outfits. They look fucking, they're fucking hot.
Megan's boobs were just, like, out.
Can
there.
I also tell you, everyone here? Haley literally yelled Megan's boobs out loud in the crowd, and all these people started laughing and looking at her. It was funny as fuck. Because for real, everyone's like, yep,
everyone
Megan's
was
boobs.
Thinking it, bro.
Just
like,
jiggling there.
I
put it on the, like, I forced myself. I was like, I gotta post Megan's boobs and Gnarly.
Yeah.
Like, before I sleep. So I, like, edited it and then knocked out. And then, you know, it all showed up. It's crazy because Megan's boobs has, like, over 320,000
oh
views on our Instagram reel just because of that. And a lot of it is because a lot of people are arguing.
Yeah, they're like, what is K-pop now, sluts?
And then people
like, saying all this whack stuff about it.
And then
it.
People defending them. So it's like great because it's great for us. Because
engagement.
A lot of engagement. Like, you know, those war, the fucking K-pop war.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, they're man, they... So they're
yeah, they started with Gnarly, but there was like a sound issue.
Yeah,
they've
done this before. It happened before too. So they just sang, and you could at least appreciate and hear their live vocals.
Live.
So you know they're singing, and they sounded really good. When they got to when the sound and the music finally cut mm-hmm. in, everything was great. Like their performances, their facial expressions, they're very good.
Also. The crowd was really loud. Like, they were even shocked. They're like, oh my God, you guys know all the lyrics to Gnarly? I was like, hell yeah.
Hell fucking yeah, we do. But even all their other songs, of course, they ended with Touch,
of
right?
Course.
You got to end with that. But, I mean, they performed...
Like, B-side tracks.
All of their songs, mm-hmm. I think. And, man, they killed it.
Debut.
Like, the crowd loved it. And I think it was just... the energy they have, they're really good.
They are really good performers.
They're, like, live performances as... In terms of live performances go,
yeah,
we've seen a good amount of groups, right?
Right.
I could say, and honestly, that we've watched a lot
mm-hmm.
for like a rookie group. Damn,
they're so good.
They're good. They're a good global icon group for real. So I mean, shout out to Cat's Eye because damn, they've been killing it. They look mm-hmm. fantastic. They perform fantastic. There's so much energy.
Yeah,
and I mean. It's nice to hear everything in English, so it's like kind of like what people in Korea hear when they, you know, speaking Korean.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, I understand everything. It's like translated automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was really cool, and it was really nice to like check them out because we missed Cat's Eye at KCON last year.
We did, but we saw them at Mama.
But we saw them at Mama. You're right. Oh, you're
did
right.
You forget
but we didn't have. You're right. I did kind of forget.
I had their meet and greet, and I took a selfie with Megan.
Flexing.
Megan's boobs.
Flexing. Haley, you should post that again because yeah. you should flex that shit. But Gnarly has woken me up for
mm-hmm.
reals. Also, after that, because Hearts, like the cool part was like all of them, like all the different groups that performed,
yeah.
like the girl groups. I didn't see anything with Zykers. They probably did shit too, but they stayed there the whole night, like
uh-huh.
evening till nighttime, and they took pictures with like Doja Cat, Meghan Trainor.
Right.
It was really cool. It was really mm-hmm. cute. Like, you know, seeing like Yeah, and Mix gave like big group hug.
They were like fangirling.
Lily
so hard.
And like huge, like, yeah, they're all fangirling. It was cool seeing all of them, including, yeah, I mean, Hearts to Hearts had some photos, and they're doing their best, taking a lot of, you know, like IG photos and like stuff, whatever they could.
Like,
we're in California, Southern California. We're by the beach, like all this shit. I mean, Cat's Eye, I mean, some of them, you know, they're from the U.S., so they kind of know this shit, too.
Right.
So.
But they still did.
They still did all that stuff. But it's just, like, really cool to see all that stuff. Also, the next day, Hearts to Hearts performed again because SM Town, L.A., the first stop, was here. Oh, my God. It was, like, the lineup is crazy. If you're an SM fan.
Yeah, you know, they really improved it.
One of our friends is a JYP stan, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally, he is for the man, and of course for all the groups. But if you're an SM stan, man, you got fed so well. It was great. Like, the lineup was fantastic.
It's like all of them.
The red carpet was so cool. Like, seeing all the different ones, especially, of course, aespa was all over my algorithm. And I mean, just in general, one of your friends went, Haley.
Yeah, one of my friends, she went specifically for Wavy because she got into them recently and she's like obsessed. But there was some crazy shit that happened at the venue, which like kind of happened to us when we were at Twice, what we saw. Like, it didn't happen to us personally, but the same kind of thing happened at SM Town LA. Basically, like, people that were in GA, it was seated, but people from the back areas...
Wait, it's not is it GA or is it seated?
GA seated, I said. That's what they call it.
Is that what it's called?
It's still general admission seated.
Oh, so, like, you could... It's general admission, but you could sit down. You choose?
Yeah.
I thought you could... No, because, like, I remember looking at the tickets. It's just seated, right?
Yes. It's... You know, the tickets are always called GA seated.
Oh.
Or just GA pit. Pit is just standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Oh, for some reason in my head, I'm like, I always associated GA as just standing and like, or random. Like you were, it's not like an actual
GA seated.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. So it's all seated, but then like people came from the back areas and were trying to like push forward to barricade. So they were just like bombarding like the people that paid for barricade and were like pushing in the front. And no one was doing anything about it.
Fuck that. I don't know why. They probably didn't get enough security or something.
The security was there, but they couldn't do anything. They couldn't control the people. So I felt... And, like, I saw one of my other friends. She did go to it as well. And she was complaining about that. She's like, I wasn't in GA. I was, like, in the actual, like, tiered seats. But she could just see all the people running back and forward all the time. And she was like, man, what the fuck?
So, yeah, I mean... That's one of the problems with floor being on the floor if the security isn't tight and all that stuff is going on. But I'm glad we weren't there for that. But I mean, I got to see all the cool interactions. Got to see baby Karina, who's Ian from Hearts to Hearts, take a picture with her mother and did some dance challenges with Karina as well. You got to see crumbs of like every type of like kind of interaction between SM artists. It was fucking cool. It's been blowing up and being, it was all over my algorithm. It was really cool to see. So if you went, at least if you were not down there in the madness and the chaos, hopefully you had a good time, but it was fantastic. Did you remember, did you get any of this algorithm stuff like Rise or anything or
no? Mine's all lads. I get no SM Town. I didn't get any.
You even get
any.
K-pop.
I do.
You just said lads though.
Songho. Like Boy Next Door and Stray Kids. That's it though. I didn't get any SM Town on my algo at all.
I see. All right, next up is KCON LA news, because holy shit, the lineup dropped, tickets dropped, all the ticket information. It's been we're still months away. Haley, you ready to sell us the lineup?
Nope. Give me 1 second.
So tickets and everything dropped, and like I said, this is like I think in August, and I cannot believe, usually KCON is very notorious for dropping the tickets, dropping the lineup, literally only
a month-ish, month and a half,
and some change before. But they finally gave us everything. So the final lineup came out, and oh man, woo!
Yeah. So the final lineup. So the second part of the lineup, because we did talk about the first one. So the second phase, basically, they dropped aespa.
Woo! I can't believe it. You knew that they're like, I didn't think they would ever be at KCON, But
we always talked about
You know they're going to be the fucking headliners.
Yeah. So Espa Choi Ho Jong. I don't know who that is.
Me either.
Hwasa Ki.
I know who that is.
Kiss.
No Taemin.
No Taemin.
I'm
like,
done with America.
Like I'm done. Kiss of Life.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed.
Good thing they didn't have a meet and greet because I feel like that would have been a mess.
You know what? Like, on the comment section under their post, it's really bad, you guys. Like it
chill.
Sucks.
Fucking chill. My
God. So they're getting attacked left and right, basically.
It's like you're wasting your energy on all this stuff when there's way more problems politically in the climate in the world we live in today to like focus everything on a fucking K-pop girl group.
Yeah, which they already apologized.
They fucked up and
for.
They apologized. Yeah. Move on.
So they're still dragging them basically.
It's a lot of these younger generation and like wokeness.
They get butthurt over everything.
Yeah, and they don't let things go. Learn to let go. That's how you can make your life way better.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Anyway, Meow! I'm so excited for this.
I am way more excited than Haley.
This is obviously, but okay.
This is the main group. I couldn't fucking believe it.
Over Espa.
Yeah, for me?
Yeah.
Meow, yeah.
I'm so surprised. He just got into
I think I'm just very... I'm on a fucking meow high right now. That's probably why. I love Espa, though. Don't get me wrong. But then, like, meow, because I've seen Espa.
I know.
It's like saying, you know, like we've seen certain artists before.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen Espa. I went to their concerts. Like we, like
seen them many times. I know.
Like a few times already. So it's cool though because Meow is a newer group, and I didn't think we would be able to see them this early.
Yeah, it is.
To be honest.
Cool.
So I'm really excited for when that drop. We'll get into details later, but yes, Meow.
Monsta X.
Yes.
Because they're all back. Yay.
Everyone's going to get to see fucking Shonu and his fucking chiseled like crazy jawline.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, I think IM is going to be there too, right?
All
even
of
though
them
he's,
are, I think.
I can't. This is, please, please, Monsta X gods, let them perform either one day or middle of the night.
I wish.
Fucking
but they might
please.
Release like a new album.
No, middle of the night. We're in America just sing it. It was originally for us.
It was. I hope they perform it. I might cry if they do.
I'm definitely going to cry.
NCT 127.
Of course. There's our other headliner, of course, for one of the days.
I think this is Cube's new group.
Ooh, okay.
Nowadays, I don't know who
I haven't
they
heard
are.
Anything about them.
Rise.
Nice, that sounds familiar.
And Yuki.
How many of them there?
Six. Six. And Yuki.
From Idol.
Yes.
So Yuki's going to be doing her own solo shit. That's going to be awesome because her solo music is good too. And she fucking loves LA. So it's a good excuse for her to be here.
So yeah, that lineup is, you know, it's pretty solid. I'm still bitter because of my next door. And they didn't even give me next Z.
Yeah, they're all busy at Lollapalooza.
No, not NEXT. Kickflip. Kickflip and Boy Next Door at Lollapalooza.
Oh.
And then NEXT, like,
NEXT
is
Japan,
I
though.
Don't
they
care.
Fucking.
I don't care.
Wait, was Nizu ever here?
No, but then they have Japanese groups. They have JO1, they have INI.
Is it JYP? Japanese?
I don't care.
No, doesn't matter if you care or not. It's not a JYP Japanese group because JYP Japanese, which is like Nizu and now NEXT, like, up. They haven't sent them at all here.
They need to. I will hope. One day they will send Nexi.
You could keep hoping.
I will.
And I guess we could talk about tickets. It's so the way they organized and did tickets last year. Thank you.
Yeah.
You did an amazing job, whoever you are, wherever you are in the world.
May both sides of your pillow be cold.
Yes. And we appreciate everything you did for us last year. They definitely fired you. Because they got more greedy. And of course, they probably spent more for the talent because the talent's crazy this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at the cost of everything being structured and organized well.
Yeah.
They've reverted back to stupid ass, like, the fucking way they did the tickets and, like, the different subsections of the ticketing, like, what you get with each one.
Mm-hmm.
And also the way that they organized the whole fucking convention center.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fucking worst.
Yeah, it went backwards.
Once you thought it was just getting better, oh, guess what? It got worse. So the fucking meet and greet is in that middle area again, which
the
means it's going to be
rooms.
Halved out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the worst. That was the worst high touches we ever had.
I didn't do any
or
that
high
year.
Wave, whatever. Because I know I had Ivan shit for
yeah,
that.
He had them, but I was in the audience, and I was like, bro, I can't see shit because of the way that it was organized. So, like, basically, even if you had, like, the VIP for it and you had, like, you didn't get the front section. It was split in half instead of, like, VIP in the front and then, like, general admission in the back.
Meet and greet is fucked, okay? That's basically
because
what
the
Haley's
stage
saying.
Is really low, too.
It's
you
really
can't
bad.
See anything.
It's really bad.
The good thing about last year was, like, on a higher stage and it was, like, in a bigger, like, I can't even think, hall, I guess? And everyone could see. It doesn't matter where you are, you could see them. But, yeah, so this year is kind
and
of
it's like I said, it's completely separated. Even, like, the convention is its own place now. They separated that, which what was KCON stage last year mm-hmm. and made it artist stage now this year. But there's only three groups performing at artist stage. Like, what the fuck? There was, like, nonstop performances last year, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. Gives us a lot of things to do, and everything is near each other. And now, also, there's no fucking three-day passes.
There's not.
There's no special three-day premium or something. Like, this is the fucking worst.
Everything is separate.
It's that makes... I mean, like, I have no idea. Like, whoever planned this for this year is not the same person for sure. A different organizer. And you suck.
Also, the other thing that is, like, really bad is, like, if you're paying premium for the premium ticket, like, the highest tier, you don't get front section for the artist stage.
And you don't get red carpet. You need to get the second tier, the second highest tier, to get those perks. For some reason, like, everything is all fucked and it's bullshit, to be honest. Like, all the way that everything is priced and tiered is so bad.
It's like, okay, you got premium, you get sound check, but you can't get front for artist stage or red carpet.
Oh, and here you go, everyone who's complaining, oh, we just want convention. Oh, you got your fucking convention.
Fuck you guys.
Like, oh shit, okay, Haley, damn.
They ruined it. Honestly, because, like, you know, last year was so good when they didn't sell it separately for the convention. You had to buy, like, either a meet and greet, KCON stage, or, like, the whole freaking, like, three-day pass to get into the convention. That was amazing because it wasn't crowded. Everything was, like, spaced out so nicely, but now it's going to be crowded
as fuck.
But guess
what? Less money, Haley. That's why.
But everyone was happy.
But less money.
Customers
are always
right.
It's all about the fuck. No, it's not in K-pop.
Yeah, so... that's our complaint.
I'm pretty sure the event organizers got a lot more greedy this year. It's a different organizer. It's just, there's so much to complain about. The only thing we can't complain about is that the only things they did really well this year that we can't, like, just forget, they gave us the lineup so far ahead. Mm-hmm. And then they also, it was a good lineup. Like, yeah. It's a fairly good lineup, especially if you're, like, you know, for girl groups, it feels like, too, though.
The lineup was better for me last year.
Yeah, exactly. I get it. But, I mean, overall, yeah, like, at least they gave us that. And, of course, as classic KCON, oh, here's the lineup. And guess what? We're going to drop tickets in a few days.
Exactly. So it's this Friday.
So everyone is already fucking scrambling. And pre-sales for the... yes, because there's also always those fucking pre-sale tickets.
Now you have to pay $70.
If you want to be part of pre-sale, you have to buy the pre-sale, like, membership ticket thing. Mm-hmm. Then you can purchase pre-sales.
That's so stupid.
And then the actual general sales is this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. If you did not purchase the pre-sale shit. So the thing is, though, you need pre-sales if you want, like, the high touch meet and greet for your group.
Because
that shit is gone.
Yeah.
So I have to get it because I need to fucking high touch meow. Mm-hmm. Even the schedule, we won't go over everything. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. But just check out their Instagram, their socials. I'm sure it has all the info there.
It does.
They actually gave us, finally, like, the scheduling. Because, I mean, it makes sense. We need to know if we're going to buy specific days, right?
Yeah.
So we have the schedule for the meet and greets. Who's doing that? Mm-hmm.
For artist
the only
stage.
The ones I was interested in was Ive, Nmix, and Meow. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I really did Nmix. And Ive is, like, on Friday. And it's, like, they're the only things I really want to see on Friday. So I might not even go on Friday in general, probably just Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Meow is on Sunday for the meet and greet. There's the M countdown each day, like the lineup. Aespa is obviously too big and they're not going to do a meet and greet or artist stage. They would never. they will be there on Saturday. Saturday seems like it's going to be the crazy day for tickets for M countdown. Mm-hmm. Then we got the artist stage and yeah, that's it. Mic drop. Done. Enough about KCON. Because now's a good time to take that other water break, bathroom break, whatever break. Actually, the like, follow, subscribe, and hit that notification bell break. And continue listening to us here at Permission to Stand Podcast. Here every Thursday, we are here just talking and chatting K-pop. Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do there?
You can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us or DM us or enter our Lisa signed album giveaway, please send everything there.
Yes. Q&A's also. Let's move on. So I did, or we did watch two episodes of K-Star Next Door with our boy, Jonathan, of course. Mm-hmm. It was 50-50 and meow. We will not talk about it this week because it's way too much. Mm-hmm. Because we're almost at an hour already. But speaking about 50-50, really quick, she, their leader and also the member that stayed over from the original 50-50 with mm-hmm. Cupid, Kina, is currently on a hiatus due to health reasons. And it's fucking sad. Uh-oh. It's really, really sad. It was because she was cross-interrogated from like a recent police cross-interrogation reports. And she had to go in there. And after that, she just, I guess like it was really, really bad. She had a lot of, apparently some mental instability, insomnia,
what
nausea
the fuck?
After the interrogation. And it's the one between, you know, with all the craziness still going on with the CEO An Song and also the givers who are like, you know, the original other members. Mm-hmm. So she was like interrogated there and, oh man, like Attract announced that she would be taking a break from their promotions mm-hmm. because of health reasons. It's really, really sad because they literally just started promoting their third mini mm-hmm. album, Day and Night. And she was in a few of the stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was like we watched her. She was on K-Star Next Door.
Oh, right.
So in between that and like the current promotions, something happened. There was an interrogation by police. Mm-hmm. And it just was really, really bad because, I mean, it was about all the documents and signatures and the whole lawsuit. It's believed that An Song forged Kina's signature in documents, allotting her credit and copyright royalties like for Cupid.
Oh my God.
And it's just, there's so much stuff going on. So I'm
so
sure she's
messy.
Going through it. It's kind of sad. It's a total mess too. And that's also because Attract lost licensing rights for Cupid because maybe they didn't, you know, create or make majority of the song. Mm. So they might not even get to profit off that song moving forward. Because, I mean, Cupid is a huge song.
Yeah,
like, that was a viral. That was a viral global
yep.
experience mm-hmm. between even non-K-pop listeners.
Yep.
So, yeah, poor thing. That really sucks. Hopefully she gets better. And, I mean, it seems like, you know, the other four are doing well. But it's tough to see, like, your leader, right?
Right, of course.
Kind of go through something like that. Especially in the middle of a promotion. You
yeah.
guys are, like, promoting right now. Also, ITZY dropped a trailer. Will Be Girls trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
It was really cool, actually.
Very interesting. Yeah, it was. I liked it. It was kind of long. It was cool because it was like
8 minutes, I think.
It was a longer trailer like than what you were used to and accustomed to for trailers. It mm-hmm. felt like almost like a little film.
It was.
Like an indie
mm-hmm.
film.
Yep.
An indie slash kind of creepy, mm-hmm. horror-ish film. The focus was on Ryujin. It was like really cinematic
mm-hmm.
and her not having like a heart.
Right.
It was really interesting and very unique. Like I said, it was creepy. It was like, just kind of followed her and, kind of like going through everything, like emotions
yeah.
and probably like, you know, a lot of different meanings behind a lot of things. And then it was weird because at the end it was like a musical, like they're like dancing.
Yeah, they're all dancing in the
with,
street
like,
with
random
bears,
like yeah,
random
was,
stuffed animals, like big animals.
And then some of them are like creepy too. Like I don't even know what's going on. The music previews, the sound.
Mm,
oh man,
it was really good.
They sound good.
I was like, why couldn't they always? Sound
why couldn't
like
they be
this?
In KCON? They fucking hate KCON now after being there all these years. But yeah, really good. Almost kind of like indie sounding.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really good. And like Haley said, like. This is probably the sound they've been, you know, it felt like they lost their identity and trying
mm-hmm.
to figure out
mm-hmm.
what their sound was for a while. I think recently they found it.
Like Imaginary Friend was really good. I feel like it could fit into that concept.
So, I mean, especially, don't get me started. Imaginary Friend is still something
mm-hmm.
I would love to see live. Now that they're not going to be at KCON, I'm like, fuck, I guess maybe I might have to see them
oh.
when they tour. We'll see.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, check that out if you haven't. I'm sure Midzies are very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Engines and Hypen.
Yeah, so they also, I mean, they're known for doing these really, like, long cinematic concept trailers. And they did it again, and they're still following on, you know, with their theme of being vampires. And this one was like watching a mini film also. Basically, like.
It was. It was really interesting. It was kind of.
It's really cool.
It's like a little bit of horror. Like, there was, like, fake blood and shit kind of thing going on.
Yeah, because they're vampires, obviously. And so, basically, they had them on, like, a talk show, basically.
Like like a talk show TV show.
And then, basically,
broadcasted.
Yeah, the interviewer was, like, interviewing, like, oh, we have, like, a live vampire here kind of thing. And, like, he was like, nervous.
Jake.
Yeah, it was Jake
and
Jay
also.
And they would, like, interchange.
Who's nervous?
Kind of thing. The guy that was interviewing them.
Oh, yeah, the interviewer was nervous.
Because, like, you're interviewing, like, a vampire. You don't know what they're going to do. And he had every right to be nervous because they ended up eating his neck at the end and, like, killing him.
Yeah, Jake got that blood. And then there's also random parts in between where, like, they were going to some fucking, like,
back, like a rave.
Like a rave, like some club or, like,
club,
apartment
club, yeah.
shit. And it felt like Blade.
Yeah. I was like, this must be like a vampire thing. They have like all these underground like nightclubs.
House
where they
parties.
Do, where they
like
do all like
parties.
The dealing of like their blood and stuff
it
like
that.
It
was fucking cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And then, yeah, so like they're talking about the urges that they get and like all this like interesting stuff with like just being a vampire. Like it's kind of like to remind that they themselves that they exist and he himself exists.
Yeah.
And. You know, it's weird because, like, there's, like, this demon vampire behind them sometimes
oh, yeah,
in the
like
shadows.
Talking to them. Like they're bad.
Like so it's very interesting. Jake, like, bites the host at the end. It was just really cool. Because
they were talking about something like love. Like, how can you tell, like, what is love to you? And it's basically something like, what did he say? Like, desire?
You tell me. I mean, I didn't bring.
He was, like, desire or something. Like, you have to, like, really, really, like, desire someone or, like. I don't know. It was just, like, very, like, creepy the way that he put it. So, basically, you would kill for love. And then that's what they did. Like,
because that's Desire Unleashed comeback. So,
yeah.
Kind of the theme of everything going on. Also, the only thing that I can complain about and I want to complain about is Nikki and Hee-sung have fucking reflections in the mirror. Vampires don't fucking have reflections.
Unless they're, like, some kind of, like, daywalker. I don't know. Did Blade have a reflection?
They're fucking vampires. They are vampires,
did
right?
Did Blade have a reflection?
No.
Know. Okay,
he's a vampire.
Okay, never mind.
Even
as
a vampire hunter, I don't know why.
I don't know why they had reflection.
Are they not vampires then? Are they two of them not or barely vampire?
I don't know. The whole lore. Like, if you're an engine and know everything,
yeah, explain that to me.
Are Hee-sung and Nikki not like actual like?
Why do they have
reflections?
Yeah. And they were separated, too. They're not with the rest of the group.
No, they weren't. They were, like, watching on TV.
Yeah,
like,
so that's why I'm very curious. So that's really interesting. That was really short. But I think, you know, because to make up for the bathroom break that we barely had between all that fucking talking and about Wango Tango and for K-Con, I think it's another good time just to take a little mini break here. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell wherever you're tuning in because the Permission to Stand podcast is available pretty much on almost all podcast streaming platforms, wherever you're tuning in. And, you know, all those ratings and everything goes a long way, not just for us, but for also a lot of other K-pop fans and listeners out there. Because we still get messages from some of you.
You're like, hey, I found you guys.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm a new listener. And it's kind of cool to see and hear. Like, I'm glad. Like, and a lot of you do tell us, like, we might be, like, you're one of the few or only outlets you have to get. To talk or hear about K-pop. So I'm glad that it feels like a conversation because this is what it is. We want to talk K-pop with you. And I hope you listen and kind of talk K-pop and respond like, you know, even if you're by yourself at home.
It's like, I wonder like sometimes when people listen to us, they're like, oh man, like they want to like say something back to us, you know, kind
of
thing.
Yeah,
like,
of course. It happens. And I
they're like, they don't know what they're talking about.
I listen to podcasts too. And I'm like, oh my God, this fucking guy. Yeah. Or like, are you serious? Like, oh, that's so dumb.
Yep.
And then that's part of the whole conversation, the fun part. Yeah. This is all just, you know, a little bit of information and more so just us enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
And also, Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just DM us there. And right now we have a giveaway, so send all your entries there.
And don't forget the Q&A, Haley, that you like listening.
Q&A.
You like to forget.
I always forget. Sorry.
And to also, you can send us information or whatever you can on Q&As or the entries at our Gmail. Permission to Stand Podcast at gmail.com, Haley.
Okay. Moving on to BTS. So we have a little segment here for Jin specifically. Because he did drop a teaser for Don't Say You Love Me. And what's really cool about this teaser is that he has a girl.
so juicy. I feel like I haven't seen like a romantic like kind of thing going on since
ever.
No, since BTS had like that thing like during debut, that one music video where what is that thing called where he slams them against like the
locker, Calbadon.
Jin That's did that right. to a girl.
He did.
That was like the last time I've seen him interact with a girl in a music video. So this is fucking insane to see. And it's like more mature and interesting because it's like it seems like a romantic like kind of like a romance thing. And I guess the girl, because we don't watch K-dramas, but I know many of you and a lot of our friends do, is Shin Se-kyung. And she's actually she's a really big actress right now. And I mean, it must be really cool to see. A lot of people are shipping them already, of course.
Oh my.
Of course. And there's also the Delulus that are shipping them, and also the Delulus who are like punching the fucking ground, punching the air, punching pillows.
Remember when Jungkook had his one? People were like just so mad at the girl and sending like death threats and stuff to her Instagram. Chill.
Y'all chill.
Hello.
Take some anti-Delulu pills or something.
Go touch grass. So he also did release a highlight medley for Echo. And honestly, it sounds really good. And a lot of the tracks all sound very different. Like different, each one.
There's a lot of rock.
Yeah.
Like different genres. Different genres of rock. It's very cool. I like it a lot.
So there'll be 10 tracks. Really excited about that. And then one of them even features Yena as well. It's good to see that he's doing like a variety of different like genres for this album. So I'm really excited to hear that when it drops soon. Really soon.
Very soon.
moving on. Another album that just dropped that I'm currently obsessed with.
Well, you sound very biased about this,
I am fucking biased. But I will tell you, like, even though I'm biased, if I don't like a song or something on their album.
So do you not like anything here on this album?
I love everything.
For the boy next door.
I love their album. So it's a mini album, their fourth EP called No Genre. Funny how we were talking about genres, and this one just is called No Genre. And the reason for that is because they really don't want to be identified or, like, stuck to one genre. And they want to be able to, like, you know, have a variety of different sounds, but still sound like Boy Next Door. Like, be like, oh my god, that's Boy Next Door, but then it sounds so different. And this album kind of, like, touches on that a lot. And even though Jin's has a lot of rock, I feel like Boy Next Door is going for that concept as well.
I like the sound. Yeah, the sounds are really good, and I can definitely hear a lot more rock elements. Like, I hear the guitars a lot. Like, almost every song has, like,
it's really
guitars.
Good.
It's really good, though, in a good way.
Go check it out, please, and support them, but don't support them too much. They're getting really popular already.
Damn, gatekeeping over here. God.
I can't gatekeep them forever. They're doing really well. And you know after Lollapalooza, I'm fucked.
And after that music video came out, I really told Haley, I'm like, you might be fucked if there's like over 10 million views and it's less than 24 hours. It's already been like, it was only like at 18 hours when we checked and it was like
8.1 million.
No, you're wrong. 18.
Was it?
Yeah, wasn't it 18?
No way. I think it was 8.1.
I think it was 18. Regardless, you're fucked.
Regardless, I'm fucked either way. So one thing that I was really excited about is that Song Ho was on Lee Mujin's service. Finally, like the main vocalist of this damn group, because Taesan and Ryu were on it. I think Taesan was on it like a year ago and Ryu was on it 6 months ago. So I was like, when the hell are they going to have Song Ho on it? So he was finally on it. And if you guys don't know what Lee Mujin's service is, it's basically like a show where he like does Q&As with the artist, but he also like really wants to showcase the artist's vocals. And they sing live, they pick their own songs. Sometimes he like throws songs at you like, hey, can you sing this song, blah blah blah, which is exactly what happened with Song Ho. So Song Ho did pick a lot of songs that I was like, oh my god, these are such good song choices. One of them was Beautiful Things. But at first I was like, I don't know this song. But then when the chorus came on, I was like, oh my god, I love this song. Because Han from Stray Kids actually did cover this song as well. And yeah, Song Ho did a really good job singing it. Although I do feel like Han matches like his vocal tone for that. Matches it more than Song Ho. Also, he did say that... Oh, so Song Ho was put on the spot by Lee Mujin, basically because Song Ho was saying, like, there's certain genres of songs that he doesn't think suits his vocals really well. And Mujin was like, what? And then I guess Song Ho was like, oh, like, for instance, TVXQ's Marotic. Like, he doesn't think that his vocal tone or, like, range doesn't suit it. But he's saying it, and it sounds amazing.
I was going to say, and he's saying it, though.
He sounds really good. So, like, everyone went, like, even the staff and everything in the background were, like, cheering and stuff. And, like, Song Ho was, like, shocked. He's like, oh, my God, like, thanks. And then Lee Mujin was also, because, like, he does Q&As with them. He was like, so I heard that you are very popular amongst younger girls. And Song Ho was like, what?
I was like, whoa, wait a second here, then, officer.
But Joker was also like, and older ones, like, because of me. But then, so basically what he meant is, like, he's popular amongst, like, younger sisters of, like, the members of the group. So, like, Taesan and Una have younger sisters, and their favorite member is Song Ho. So, like, I guess in that sense, like, because he said that they're in elementary school, and then they just really, really, like, adore Song Ho the most out of everyone. And then Lee Mujin was also like, oh, I also have a younger sister. She's 19. And then Song Ho was like, oh, do you think, like, she knows Boy Next Door? And he was like, oh, yeah, like, of course, like, she's very into K-pop and stuff. And he's like, let me text her and see who her favorite member is. And Song Ho was getting, like, super nervous because he's like, oh, my God, like, what happens if she doesn't say that I'm her favorite member? So, like, he waited for the text message and she got back to him pretty quickly. And then so Song Ho was like, so who is it? And then Lee Mujin was like, and moving on.
Well, guess we got our answer.
It wasn't Song Ho. Her favorite members are actually Una and Taesan. And then
Una. I just think of him as the crackhead.
You know, everyone loves him.
I know. I get it. So many people love him. I like him too. He's fucking insane.
He's so funny. But then, like, his sister was like, oh, like, why are you asking? And then Lee Mujin was like, oh, nothing, just curious. Also, I have Song Ho sitting right here with me. And then he just, like, she didn't reply back after that. So he's like, just put her on blast, basically. Also, like, Song Ho was saying that he chose to be a singer pretty later on in his life. So he was actually first year of high school when he just decided, like, oh, I want to be a singer. So he considered that pretty late because, you know, like, a lot of the trainees are, like, really young when they start.
It does happen, though.
It does happen.
I mean, even, like, Jin was scouted coming out of a fucking bus,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Like, yeah, so it happens, though. It does happen. But then you have the other side of that coin, like, Bang Chan and Jihyo. Like, right, they've been training since, like, single digits.
Yeah, exactly. For reals. So that made Song Ho the first trainee of Cause Entertainment because, like, obviously, Boy Next Door is Cause Entertainment's, aka Zico's group, like, first group. And so he was the first trainee. He said he auditioned with the song Maroon 5 Sunday Morning. And basically, he also said that he loves doing vocal training with the song Rewrite the Stars. I was really excited that he was going to sing this song because if you guys didn't know, I love The Greatest Showman. That movie is fucking amazing and Rewrite the Stars is one of my favorite songs. And of course, Song Ho chose that to perform on Lee Mujin. So,
not to mention, we like singing it during karaoke.
We do, but obviously my vocals are not that good.
If only I could sing like Zendaya.
I know, super Zac Efron.
Yeah. No, I don't want to, or do I actually mean
no,
Zendaya?
Yeah, man. But I'll take any. So basically, because when Song Ho was a trainee and then he was there for a while, he said that, like, to unwind and, like, he would love watching movies and obviously, like, The Greatest Showman was one of his faves. So that's why he chose to sing
that song. I want to hear Hugh Jackman sing that song with Zac Efron.
Again? Like, now?
No, I want, what do you mean again? I want to hear them sing Rewrite the Stars together. Like Hugh Jackman as Zendaya instead. Okay. That'd be
fucking
cool.
So Hugh Jackman is Zendaya. Yep. Yes. I got it. moving on. So Stray Kids. Felix is now the new ambassador for Samsung, which is so cool.
Just by himself.
Just Felix. Specifically, it's for, he's the model for the new Galaxy S25 Edge. So there's, like, a whole, like, advertisement for him, like, doing, like, showing off the phone, like, now I guess he has to go back to Galaxy. Because, like, obviously...
Yep, sorry, Felix.
Obviously, we all know that Changbin is, like, Android Galaxy. Like, he's not even an ambassador for it. But then he, like, he loves that phone. But the rest of the members went back to iPhone. But now Felix obviously has to use Samsung again. Stray Kids is also the new global ambassadors for Pepperdo. Bye, new jeans.
New jeans. I still have your Pepperoro boxes.
Yeah.
Are you going to get Pepperoro Stray Kids?
Are you going to collect it? If they actually have it.
Keep it in the vault.
Oh, my God.
A.K.A. the kitchen.
I'm going to steal it, like, if they have a poster or something. Which was, what was funny, though, is, like, the ad that they posted on the Pepperoro, like, Instagram. So they have each member holding a Pepperoro box, except for Felix and Seungmin. I'm like, how come they're not holding the Pepperoro? They're just, like, standing there. And I was like, do they not have enough flavors for each of the members to hold?
Oh, you're right. I don't think they have.
Yeah, maybe they don't.
Do they have eight? No, they don't have eight flavors.
I guess not. So they, Felix and Seungmin were just standing there, empty-handed. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I think there's, like, six. Oh, shit.
So,
why couldn't they just give them double up?
I don't fucking know. Give us the original Pepperoro, one.
You double up on, yeah, the original, and you also use the most popular one, which
cookies
I think is the...
Cookies and cream?
No, boo.
The almonds?
Nope. The Which crunchy one. The Rice Krispie crunchy one.
Yeah, I don't like the cookies and cream one either. Also, Hyunjin is going to be on Arena's magazine cover. And he looks fucking amazing, you guys. Oh, my God.
He,
like,
looks
it
so
took my,
fucking sick. He looks so
badass.
It took
my breath away. Like, when I scrolled and I was like, what the fuck?
He looks good in every hairstyle. And honestly, I think he kind of looks better with all these short hairstyles more than his longer one. Unless his longer one is tied up.
Oh,
I like
okay.
the tied up hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks fucking badass. But when it's just down, I'd rather have it shorter or medium.
The thing with, like, this hairstyle for him, it suits him so well because it makes him look more mature. Like, I feel like the girly kind of hair down one makes him look more feminine, I would say.
And it doesn't make him look younger,
per se. It doesn't
make
him look younger.
It's just, you're right, feminine. But he looks, yeah, he looks more like, I think it's better for his facial structure, like, having this shorter hair. So you could really, it, like, accentuates, like, his, like...
masculinity.
All of it. Like, his, yeah, all his jawline and everything. Because he has sharp features.
He looks
so,
so
it looks
good.
Really, he looks fucking cool. He should be an actor. Like... He would be so cool as, like, one of those badasses. But it's, like, funny if you see him, if he would act, everyone would just know. It's just like when you see Jin trying to act.
It's exactly
you would just
like
be,
that.
Like, be like, oh my God.
Because you know how Hyunjin is. Like, he's so silly. But then, like, when he serves face, he serves it. Like, you wouldn't even think that he's like a freaking goof.
There's some idols like that. I mean, New Jeans, Danielle. Like, she has that switch where it's like she's so cute and, like, very, like, oh, bubbly and oh, she's so precious and cute. But when she turns on, like, that model, like, serious face.
Yeah, it's, like, scary. Looks,
it's like, damn, girl. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's pretty cool. So Hyunjin for sure.
So basically he's on the cover for Cartier. Also, Stray Kids recently did have their concert in Shizuoka, Japan. They're still doing their Dominate tour, and we will be seeing them at the end of this month.
It's crazy because a lot of groups are touring Japan. I mean, like, Le Sserafim, Baby Monster. So it's just like Japan is getting fed.
Of course. It's so close.
Of course. And they get fed way better fucking merch than us. Our merch does not even hold, like, any kind of candle or light source close to any of the Japanese merch in general.
They also get better stuff at the concert too, because, like, for the Shizuoka concert, they had, like, these never before seen huge balloons of Skazoo just, like, parading around the arena. Like, we never get that shit. We never get anything cute. They also got the new song Hollow, which is going to be, like, it releases June 18th. They already performed it live in Japan.
I hate it here.
I was like, what
the fuck? I hate it here.
But yeah, that's
we never get nice things here.
That's basically it. I mean, we're seeing them at the end of the month. Hopefully, like,
in a few weeks, a couple weeks. Haley,
yeah, two weeks.
Not even just end of the month. A couple weeks away. Wow. I remember we just bought
the
fucking tickets.
Ready? We
I'm
bought
ready.
The tickets back in November.
Yeah, no,
isn't
I'm not
that
fucking
insane?
Ready.
It's here.
I told myself
prepared.
I would work out and get buff for Bang Chan. I haven't worked out in over a month. I'm so screwed.
I sent this photo of Changbin to Joko because, like, fucking Changbin's muscles are huge.
That boy is not just beefy. Like, not BT, not like how BTS is beefy. This guy is fucking huge. He's yoked,
he's
bro.
He's freaking just like, obviously, just
he's
his
yoked.
Muscles, like his arm muscles.
His arms. He will kill somebody.
Oh my god.
The headlocks that he can do on people are going to be
probably
insane.
Probably kill me. But yeah, so I gave that to send that to Joko as like motivation.
Motivation for what? We have no fucking time. I have 2 weeks to work on my muscles and I'm not going to look anywhere close to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you everyone for tuning into this episode. As always, every Thursday we will be here chatting more K-pop talk, news and updates at Permission to Stand Podcast. We are available where, Haley? At I think everywhere almost, right?
On all streaming platforms.
Yeah, on most streaming platforms. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and do all that good stuff there. We really appreciate it. Haley, where can they check us out? I hope you don't forget everything. And what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Right now we're having a giveaway. So if you want to enter it, please send your entries there. And if you don't have an Instagram, send it to our Gmail, permissionistandpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also send your Q&As. Anything you want to ask us K-pop related that has been itching for you to know, basically.
Good job, Haley. Mic drop right there. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As always, till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace.